In Russia today, one of the country's most powerful businessmen accused British oil company BP of breaking the law. He plans to take the issue to court. It's the latest salvo in an escalating fight between BP and the Russian partners of his joint venture. It could also set the stage there for yet another state-sponsored takeover of a major foreign investment. NPR's Moscow correspondent Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
It's the first big controversy under Russia's brand new president, Dmitry Medvedev. BP is in a rancorous battle for control over its Russian joint venture, TNK-BP. Today, banker Mikhail Friedman, one of four Russian billionaire shareholders who hold a 50% stake, accused BP of breaking the law by treating the company like its own subsidiary.
And we believe it's completely wrong. It's wrong for us as shareholders. It's wrong for minority. And in the end of the day, we believe it's wrong for BP. And it is contradict also our agreement.
TNK-BP's Russian partners accuse the British company of mismanagement and poor performance. They say BP has blocked the joint venture's expansion abroad and hired too many foreign employees. The Russians want more seats on the joint venture's board. And Mikhail Friedman says they'll go to court to oust British CEO Robert Dudley.
And we, of course, will undertake all necessary steps to improve our legal position, including, of course, limiting illegal decision which was made by CEO of company.
BP rejects the accusations, saying its Russian partners want nothing less than to seize control of the joint venture. BP declined to comment about Friedman's statements today, but last week, Chairman Peter Sutherland said, quote, "This is just a return to the corporate raiding activities that were prevalent in Russia in the 1990s. Hanging over the dispute is speculation that the Kremlin wants a state-controlled company to take over TNK-BP, which has come under serious pressure from the authorities. Last week, British Chairman Dudley was questioned for 5 hours by police investigating alleged tax fraud. Gun-wielding police commandos recently raided BP's offices. One employee has been accused of industrial espionage, and more than 100 BP foreign employees have been barred from working in Russia. Analyst Kirill Rogov says TNK-BP's Russian partners are acting with the Kremlin's blessing.
This is a political question, not a commercial dispute. The Kremlin wants Russian companies to control the country's energy assets, but it's going to do everything to make the TNK-BP issue look like a business standoff.
The controversy is just the latest in a string of attacks against foreign energy companies that were forced to sell major investments in Russia. It's no small issue for BP. TNK-BP contributed about a quarter of BP's production last year. The dispute over TNK-BP is a far cry from the lavish praise that accompanied its launch in 2003. It was hailed as a landmark sign of Russia's stabilizing economy. Many are watching the outcome of today's standoff for indications of how things will shape up under Russia's new president. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News. Moscow.